It's the Mornings with Ed show, and anytime you get the suits involved, something's going to happen, man. Something's going to happen. We are in studio right now. I've got Kaleo Wassman from Pepper. And if you already know, by the way, here's the deal. I woke up the other day and I thought, well, I got Pepper live in studio. I'm going to be having a cool conversation with him. You guys were number one on the charts, man.
Well, we just found out that for the last 4 weeks, three of those weeks, we were Billboard's number one reggae album.
Insane.
It's really cool to be, you know, a band 22 years later.
Right.
And to come out with an album and have this, you know, this Billboard charting. It's really, I would just say, encouraging, and it's really fun to just even think about, you know, it's just like we have been the same three people for the last 22 years, this small three-piece band from Kailua, Kona, Hawaii, that moved to North County, San Diego in 1999, and it's been quite a ride.
Now, you guys met in junior high school?
Yeah, actually.
How do you hold on to a relationship that long,
Brett,
man?
Right? Yasad and Brett had the same bus stop in elementary, so you're going to take it back all the way there. And I started to play music with Brett, I think, when he was about 14. I'm 15. I'm a year older than the other two guys. And then we just all got together. I mean, Kona's a very small place.
Right.
Well, it used to be in the 90s, especially. A lot of growth there now. But we were just playing house parties and, you know, whatever kind of restaurant / club would turn into after the restaurant closed, after they stopped serving food. And after that, we took it to the mainland.
Right. And you brought with you something called Kona Dub Rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
That's
is
perfect.
You.
It was one of the things where people are like, well, what kind of music do you play? And we were very unsure because we're lovers of all music, whether it be rap or metal or reggae, hip hop. It didn't matter. So we just had to coined the term ourselves. What we play is Kona Dub Rock.
Now, this latest amazing album that's been number one and will be number one again. You're not dropping out of the top five. I'm telling you right now. I've heard the album. You are not dropping out of the top five.
The greatest thing about this album, it's called Locomotion. And the reason why is because we were able to now work with so many people in our American reggae genre that were able to assist and contribute and conspire to make these songs, these 10 songs, actually more, on the album. And it was such a really cool experience. And, you know, being able to be a band 20 years and doing records in so many different ways and then finding a way to do a record that just blew us away. We didn't even know we could pull this off the way that we did, especially with all these collaborations. It has been such a great energy behind the record. And I really feel that that's what people are feeling when they're hearing the frequencies and the sonics to this record.
Right. Now, I was hip to, okay, I'm a little older than a lot of people in the audience. I was hip to you in 2000 when you first busted out. But here's something that just, I can't even get by this. So it's been 11 years since Pink Crustaceans and Good Vibrations. 11 years,
I know,
man.
Tongue twister there.
Yes. How does time fly like that, man?
Well, you know,
I can't answer that.
I know that it just keeps getting quicker and faster, the older that I get.
My rope is shorter, man. Right.
But I do find, you know, a lot of comfort in, you know, taking a breath, slowing down and really appreciation right now.
Right.
And, I think that practice has really been helping us in our music as well. Right. Instead of always trying to get somewhere, really appreciating where you're at.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect. Now, being together this long, and it's, again, this is something that other bands, they strive for. They strive for this longevity. Is there a secret? Or is there we're going to take a couple of weeks apart now because I can't stand you guys. What happens?
It's interesting that you bring that up. We do get asked that question often. And here's what we always go back to. We really credit Kona. Okay. Kona is a very small place. And it kept us very tight. So we've traveled this entire world being from one small town in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And what we've learned in Hawaii is that respect for each other. And not saying that, you know, everything is perfect always, and it shouldn't be.
Right.
But like brothers, you expand and you contract. You expand and you contract. Luckily, you know, we've had this relationship for 20 plus years,
right,
and we're still having so much fun doing it.
See, that's the key. I think the key is to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The key is...
Well, if you're not having fun, you're not going to want to do anything.
And I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I wouldn't do this. But the entire band, all of you, all three of you,
yes,
look the same.
Thank you very much. A couple more white hairs. But, you know, the fun thing is you know, being on the road and being able to put on the show that we really like to put on, which is a very high ramped, energetic show. We really love entertaining people and bringing them to a place where they can forget anything that might be hanging them up for an hour and an hour and a half at one of our shows, you know, and just that release right there allows you to feel younger.
So local, you know what? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The half our audience just went, oh yeah, that's right, man. That's Local Motion. Do you have a tune that you just it's near to your heart on the album?
You know,
I know all musicians say they all are. Is there one that just sticks with you?
How about this? I'll answer that in the present moment that I'm here right now. Okay. The one that seems to be hitting me a lot today is a track called Carnival. It's number two.
Okay.
Of course, the ones that you guys been spinning has been Warning and Brand New Day. And it's been incredible. And now we're getting traction with a couple more tracks. So it's really fun to watch the, I would say the more popular kids get in there, you know, and then all of a sudden there's like the, maybe like the deeper tracks, but they're still translating to be, I would say, received on the other end of radio or streaming or whatever.
Can we hear Carnival together? You and me?
I would love to.
All right, let's do that. This is Carnival.
At the carnival, we do it island style. Picture the people smiling back at you. On the island, it's a perfect view. Weather's nice for the carnival. We celebrate and clothing optional. Bring on the night and let the rhythm take over. The energy is rising and no one left sober. No more sitting around the pool with nothing to do. The streets are coming alive. When I saw this girl's electricity tonight, dancing at the carnival, she moved like nothing that I've seen. Riding on the rhythm tonight, and I saw this girl's electricity. The
So I'm constantly learning in this job, I swear. So he just broke down a little bit of what exactly happened with Henry Fong and Jinko.
And Jinko, yes.
And tell us this. I'm sorry to make you tell it twice, but tell me the story.
It's really interesting. You know, these DJs that we worked with, we really wanted to, you know, involve their sonics into, you know, just this, you know, reggae island vibe kind of song, Carnival. Mm-hmm. So what happened was they gave us these incredible sonics, but there's this one guitar track that was fake. And they said, you know what, could you please play a real guitar? I'm like, yeah, no problem. But nothing I did, no matter how much different tones or frequencies is through the guitar, I couldn't get it right. And so actually what the DJs did as far as that guitar tone was the one that made the album. And here I am, a guitar player for, you know, the last 25 years of my life. And I'm just like, no, it has to be that.
Right.
And it's it really opens yourself up to, like, you know, music is so much bigger than anyone's mind.
Right.
And so if you just allow it to take over, all the things it can show you.
So there was no ego involved at all.
Whatever ego was there, it disappeared rapidly. Yeah, because, you know, once you spend a lot of time trying to, you know, chase a tone that, you know, it's already there.
Right.
You know, it's, why am I doing this?
Right.
It's already there.
Yeah. Now you mentioned you've been playing the guitar forever. Was it your first instrument?
Yeah. Yeah, guitar was the very first instrument. I was lucky enough to play my uncle's 1968 Martin back in Kona. That's what I learned on.
Tell me you still have it.
Actually, he still has it. Yes. I'm still in the quest of trying to, you know, grab it from him.
Right.
But no, he's got a death grip on that. That thing's not going anywhere for a while. So Uncle Louie, if you do hear me, I'm coming after that guitar.
Now, during the song, we were talking about the move from Hawaii to Southern California.
Yes.
Is there a moment that you miss the waters, the absolutely beautiful and pristine waters of Hawaii?
Well, of course, Hawaii is always home. I'm always going to miss it.
Right.
Luckily, though, I have been accepted in a town called Oceanside, California.
Yeah, beautiful town.
And I've fallen in love with Oceanside. It's been nothing but good to us. It's been nothing but good to me. I'm meeting so many musicians there. And a lot of musicians live there. I mean, Rory, who plays in Revolution, lives there. Jason Mraz is right down the street in Fallbrook. So it's a very unique time to be in Oceanside. We'd like to call it the Brooklyn of the West Coast, just because there's so much art going on and so much restaurants popping up. And it's just a really cool, you know, time to be there.
It's a creative hub in every sense. It really is.
And you perfectly
mentioned,
said.
Yeah, you mentioned restaurants. They've got some of the greatest chefs.
Oh, right now it's a culinary explosion.
Yes.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And a lot of these chefs I've been able to meet and become friends with.
Right.
And
that's always good.
Oh, it really is. It really is, because, you know, they're so... it's an art form, and that's what we do as well.
Right.
We just create art, and if people dig it, awesome. But no matter what, we're still going to be creating.
Right.
You know,
If you're just joining us, I've got Kaleo Wasserman in studio. Pepper is the band, and I know you know that. The latest album is Local Motion. And if you missed any portion of this, I'm going to podcast this conversation and put it up on our website a little bit later on. So I know that you have a show Saturday in Long Beach.
Yes.
I love Long Beach. What a great city, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you have such a powerful band like Sublime, who breaks doors down through reggae, punk rock, and hip hop, and then, you know, they blaze a trail for the genre that you see now with Pepper and Slightly Stupid and Iration and Revolution and Stick Figure, you know, it's really nice to be able to trace it back. And when you take it further, where Sublime found it, with bands like The Clash and Bad Brains, and you see that those bands were also infusing all of those kind of elements as well. And you just, you know, you carry that flag. And if you're lucky enough, you get to carry that flag.
That's well put. Awesomely put. Now you then go up, you're going up the coast. So August 21st, you're in Redmond, Washington.
Yes.
And then you come back for Vegas and Mandalay Bay.
Right. So, I believe, so we're on the Live in Paradise tour with our really, really good brothers from the Big Island as well, Iration. Also Fortunate Youth and Law Records, which is Pepper's record label, also has a band called Catastro out with us right now too. And if you haven't heard Catastro, congratulations. You're in store for some great music.
Nice.
So these four bands have been doing about three legs now of this summer tour Live in Paradise. It's been so overwhelmingly fun, beautiful, and having a brand new album like Locomotion for us on Law Records has been, I would say, the piece that is not only keeping us extraordinarily busy when we don't have shows, but I mean, it's one of those things too where it's gathering momentum, like we're talking about with Billboard. It's gathering momentum and more momentum, and we're just going to keep this momentum going. And it's really nice when you have something that you're very proud of and it's catching momentum. It's your art that's actually transpiring to other people of, hey, okay, this is where Pepper's at right now, and I dig it. And that's very encouraging.
As a lover of music and as a fan of bands, I love the fact you have your own record label.
Yes.
Absolutely love that. So congratulations, number one.
Thank you so much. And, we've gone through that gauntlet. We've been with Island. We've been with Lava. We've been with Atlantic. Right. So we've been with MCA. Right. So it's like back in the day. So it's really nice to be able to bring these brand new bands up without having the major label, the old dinosaur model.
There you go.
And to teach these bands, these bands are all in their 20s. They want to tour 400 days out of the year, and we want to support them.
Right.
And support them correctly.
Right.
And give them a platform. And there's just so many incredible bands on Law Records. Please go check them out. They're fantastic. We have about 12, 13 bands now. So go check it out.
Yeah. Excellent. Now you, since the inception of the band, you have toured constantly. Mm-hmm. You're constantly on the road. Yes. You ever call out the wrong city? Hey, thank you, Detroit. And you're actually in Chicago.
Absolutely. But the coolest thing is, fans don't really care because they're just so happy to be at that moment where they're at this point where they don't have to think about anything right now except just what to sing, what songs they want to hear. They'll yell it out. And they just want to lose, themselves in that music. And, of course that's how powerful music is. Whether you're on the 405 driving south and you're just watching someone scream their heart out in their car and it makes you smile, that's the power of music.
There you go. Thank you. And a personal thank you from me, Khalil Wasserman. I've enjoyed you guys forever, and I certainly enjoy Local Motion, your latest album.
Thank you.
By the way, again, if you've missed any portion of this, we're going to download it to the website, and you do all of that website looking for it. It's on the Mornings with Ed podcast. Khalil, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much for your time, you guys. Aloha.
Can we play one of my favorite songs?
Please, anything.
All right, one of my favorites.
Oh, good, from No Shame.
Anywhere you go, bring me along.
Yes, perfect.
Try to push yourself away from me. I hope that's something that you never